Here we are at the beginning of a brand new year. A year full of hopes and dreams and possibilities. But the truth is, we can't enjoy the present or lay hold of the future until we've dealt with the past. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to A Different Perspective as we kick off a brand new series of messages called The Art of Living. I remember a time in my life when my past was weighing me down, a time when, in fact, my past became such a burden, such a huge load, that it was completely unbearable. It was so bad that I came very close to taking my own life. I remember standing on that eighth floor balcony of a hotel, seriously considering jumping over the edge. I'll share with you a little bit later what it was that pulled me back from the brink. Now, you may be thinking, here we are kind of at the threshold of a new year with all sorts of possibilities. What is Bernie doing talking about the past? Why is he going there? Shouldn't we be looking forward to the year ahead? Shouldn't we be talking about all the possibilities, the hopes, the dreams that we have for this fresh new year ahead of us? Well, that would be a great thing to do. I'd agree. And over the coming days and weeks on the program, that's precisely what we're going to be doing. We're kicking off the year with a series of messages that I've called The Art of Living. Because if we're going to realize the hopes and the dreams that we have for this new year, we need to spend some time thinking about our lives. Most of us don't do that. We might spend some time thinking about the problems, the hurts, the things that aren't working so well. A lot of people brood over the negatives in their lives, but mostly we just think about the symptoms. So today and over the coming weeks, we're going to go a bit deeper than just the symptoms. We're going to be chatting about exactly how we live our lives. We'll be looking at the ordinary things in our lives from a different perspective, because when we do, we can end up living an extraordinary life. And one of the very ordinary things in life is our past. We each have a past. And as I said at the beginning of today's program, there are just so many people for whom their past is ruining their present and robbing them of their future. In a very real sense, unless we let go of the past, we simply can't enjoy our lives today. We simply can't look forward to our future with that sense of hope and anticipation. Let me give you an example. I know a man who's had a very difficult life. He was abused when he was young, and for many years, people told him he wasn't good enough. Instead of encouraging him, the people around him, his work colleagues, even his family, kept on telling him what was wrong with him. They focused on his failures and his faults rather than on the good things about him. Now, come on, we are all something of a mixed bag, aren't we? We each have certain strengths on the one hand and certain weaknesses on the other. And it's really sad when people just focus on our weaknesses. And that's exactly what had happened to him. So today he looks at his world through that set of eyes, through a mindset that's deeply affected by the past. He can't enjoy who he is and what he has. And you know what? He has rather a lot. When he looks forward to his future, he doesn't have that sense of anticipation or hope, even for tomorrow and the next day, let alone for the rest of this year or the rest of his life. We can talk about all sorts of things, wonderful things that this year might hold for you. But unless we first let go of the hurts and the disappointments of the past, then not a lot of that has any meaning. You've probably heard that old saying, don't cry over spilt milk. You know what? There's a reason for that. Because once the milk has been spilled, you can't unspill it. You can clean up the mess. You can apologize to someone if it hurt them or if it inconvenienced them. You can even learn a lesson that might stop you from spilling the milk again. But the one thing you can't do is undo it. None of us can change the past. And for some people today, it's time to let go of the past. When I was standing on that balcony that day, almost 20 years ago now, it was the past that was pulling me over the edge. Now, don't get me wrong, I'd had a lot of successes along the way, but I'd made some mistakes, some very big mistakes, and I just didn't know whether I could live with the consequences of the mistakes that I'd made. It seemed like the present just wasn't worth living. It seemed like the future was so bleak and so hopeless that there was just no point. See, when we lose hope, what's the point of living? I know there are some people who are thinking that very way today. And what makes it even harder is that everybody else is out there focused on starting off the new year, looking forward to what the year has to hold and what possibilities there might be. Let me tell you, the thing that pulled me back from the edge on that cool, sunny morning was something that I'd read the night before. For some reason, someone had put a Bible in the top drawer of the bedside table inside my hotel room. I'd taken it out and I'd read something, and here is what I read. It was in the Old Testament in the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10. This is what it says. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. You see, that's what gave me hope. The hope of a present where I wasn't completely alone. The hope of a future that just might be worth living. None of us can change the past. Doesn't matter how much we sweat on it, how hard we work on it, we cannot change the past. And so on that day, on that hotel balcony, began for me a process of letting go of the past. The future begins today. The past's gone. And while we can and we should learn lessons from it, while we can and we shouldn't make mistakes that we made before, the past has no right to rob you of the days and the months and the years that lie ahead in your life. And can I tell you that that's the very reason that God sent us Jesus, his son. The first time that Jesus stood up in public and spoke, he read these words from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verses 1 to 3. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, to comfort and provide for all those who mourn, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit." My friend, Jesus has a future for you. He understands how the past has battered you and bruised you. He knows the baggage that you're carrying around, just as he knows about all the baggage that I'm still carrying around. And what he wants to do is to lighten that load, to lift that burden. Since that day when I stood on that balcony, my friend, my life has changed completely. It's not that some days aren't still hard. Of course they are. We all have hard days. We all have challenges in our lives. But I look forward to each day and each month and each year with this sense of hope and anticipation because Jesus has healed me of my past. My failures and my hurts no longer are the things that rule my life. He does. And that makes all the difference. So as you stand on the threshold of a brand new year, your brand new year, I want to leave you with this fantastic truth. My friend, Jesus came to set you free from your past and to give you a present and a future that truly is worth living. Does it get any better than that? I don't think so. So many things in life promise so much, and yet so many, most in fact, fail to deliver. God's promises, on the other hand, are rock solid. They never fail. And when they're written on our hearts, we have his peace, his confidence to live the life that he created us to live. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest life application booklet. It's called Promises You Can Depend On. Because his word is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that God, through this booklet, will make his promises part of who you are. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.